Blog Talk Radio.
You're broken down and dying. You're living life on the merry-go-round. And you can't find a fighter. But I see it in you, so we can walk it out. We gon' walk it out, and ooh, all day. And all I know, all I like to say, all I know, all I know, and I do it just how many times again.
Or how about just one more time? Good afternoon, good evening, and hello to all of you folks across the country, around the world. I see North Carolina has tuned in today, along with Pasadena. Oh, this is going to be interesting. And looks like our friend Mario in China. This is going to be really a good show because Dr. Clark, the host of Is Not, When Numb Is Not Enough, has got some surprises for you today. And especially for the males who are on, if you got a girlfriend or wife, you're probably going to need to have her hold on to the hanky and have it ready for you because Dr. Clark is getting ready to bring it. Good afternoon. Good evening, Dr. Clark.
Good afternoon. Good evening. Good morning, wherever you may be joining us from. So excited to be with you all again to continue the conversation on loss and grief and the impact that it can have on us if we allow it. So Dr. Brown was right. I am dedicating tonight's episode to our men. And the reason why I am dedicating this episode to our men is because sometimes when our men are going through issues of loss and grief, sometimes they don't know that that's what it is that's going on, right? And so they're having these emotions, they're having these reactions, and all these things are going on, and they're saying that it's this, and they're saying that it's that. But if we stop and think about it and give ourselves time to sit with it for a minute, some loss has occurred. And so specifically when we are talking about COVID and being impacted by COVID, that comes with a loss. And so in general, we talk about jobs that have been lost, homes that have been lost, relationships that have been lost, and careers that have been lost and put on hold, and all these tangible things that we have, and there's some untangible things, intangible things that we have as well, right? But what happens when you're this big, strong, strapping male and you work in an essential position, and you are hit with COVID, and now you find yourself not being able to work. You find yourself in a position to where you are now having to go through this isolation by yourself, where you have on your job, you're in a position of being in control. You can manage things. You can take care of things. You can dictate what happens or not happens, and now you're in a situation where you can't do any of that. And so we find ourselves in the state of depression. We find ourselves being alone. We find that our ego and our manhood has been attacked because something has come in and taken that from us. And it's easier to say that all these things have happened, and we don't stop to really think about where we find ourselves. And so that becomes very challenging for us to deal with on the psyche. So now we talk to people and we bring ourselves, we muster up enough courage to have a conversation with someone, and they tell us, oh, well, now you have PTSD from this event. Okay. So now that I've been given this label, what I've always said about grief and loss is that the impact of the loss is directly correlated to the relationship that you held with that lost object. So now if your sense of self has been taken, your power has been taken from you, how do I grieve that? Because that's a loss. So the labels that were associated with me and my being have now been taken from me. So now how do I find my renewed sense of self in this process, right? And so that's where we get to this post-traumatic growth, the PTG of a traumatic event. Because as traumatic as that event was on our bodies, on our emotional, on our spiritual, on our physical, there is a meaning in that. And Tadashi and Calhoun are psychologists that coined this phenomenon of post-traumatic growth. And so if we look at what they give as a definition of what this post-traumatic growth is, it is defining looking at a positive psychological change that is experienced as a result of the struggle with highly challenging life circumstances. And so when you are impacted by COVID, it challenges you in every area of wellness of your being. And so it loses its crippling impact that it has on us. That loss begins to lose its power where we can connect that loss to something of meaning and value. And so that's what post-traumatic growth allows us the opportunity to do. And as men culturally, they are conditioned to not feel, conditioned not be expressive, conditioned to hold it in because that's what men do. And in that, the opportunity is lost to find exactly what greatness that you have within. So if we look at PTG, some of the areas that it looks at is allowing yourself the space to create a greater appreciation of life. And so what happened in that moment that COVID came in and became that crippling event in your life and you survived it, that gave you a whole new perception and a whole new mindset and a whole new way of looking at life, right? And then not only being able to appreciate our life more, but then looking at the relationships that we have held in our lives prior to being impacted by COVID. Were there some relationships, and we talked about this a little bit on Saturday, were there some relationships that were a little strained? Were there some relationships that I need to mend? Or some relationships that I've wanted to kind of foster and I've wanted to kind of grow, but I haven't had the opportunity or I've given myself the space to be able to do that? That's another thing, another way that we can grow out of such traumatic experiences and to take some of the power back that we have subconsciously given over to this whole phenomenon of COVID. Then looking at the identification of new possibilities or a purpose in life. When we're dealing with loss and we're dealing with the grieving aspect and we're dealing with the mourning aspect of it, we look for ways to where we can now redefine who we are in this process. And one of those ways that we can do that is to look at some of those areas in our lives that may have been something that we have enjoyed doing in the past that maybe we don't quite do anymore. This could be an opportunity for us to get familiar with some things that we used to do that we may not do anymore, right? Or to try something new that maybe we wanted to do and we have not had the opportunity to do. Maybe there's something on that bucket list. that you want to do. And so what a lot of people have done in COVID has used it as an opportunity to make inventions, to start their own businesses, to, to try something new, to get into some technology, to take an online class or something that they otherwise would not have done. And so that's another way where you can use the whole situation of COVID and the impact that it's had and take some of the power back from the power that you've lost as a result of being inflicted with COVID. And then having a greater awareness and the utilization of your personal strength. The fact that you were a survivor, because there are so many hundreds and thousands of people who did not survive, is a living example of personal strength and inner strength, because there were, from what I'm being told from those who have been impacted, I have not had to deal with the physicalness of COVID, and I thank God for it. But what I've been told is that there were some nights where you had that thought of, all right, if you're going to take me, just take me, because I can't deal with it anymore. But then you allowed yourself to have that shift in your mindset that said, I'm fighting for this. I will live and I will not die. That says a lot about the power that you hold, because you made a decision to have a shift in your mindset, to have a shift in the beliefs that you had, to make the shift in the values that you were holding on to, and you took action as a result of that. And yes, it may not have been anything that you were able to do physically, because COVID was one of those things, no matter how much medication they gave you, yes, it did a little bit, but it's one of those things that it you have to let it kind of run its course. But how you respond in the process of how that course is being run makes a difference. And how you respond starts with the battle in your mind, being able to make a decision that I'm going to get over this. So you made that choice, that the loss that you felt of being powerless at a time of being powerless, at a time of feeling that you had no control, you were always in control of your mind. And you made that choice that this is not going to be the end of me.
And you know, Doctor, if I may, because of our time, I can only appreciate you taking us through the finish line, but because we have several males here also on the line, why don't we ask them to share what the impact of COVID has done, because you and I both know we're not going back to the old norm. There's a new norm in town. But I've opened up the lines for the males to go ahead and chime in and just tell us just briefly how the COVID impacted you. And let's just go from there. How about caller 3267?
COVID really had a strange effect on me because I chose to do something completely different from my family. I chose to not do any vaccines or whatever. I resisted all that, I mean, completely. And since I'm a veteran, I was offered that about 2 months ago when I went to a VA hospital here in North Carolina. And I declined any and all vaccines, even a flu vaccine. So it's kind of done a bit of a separation from me in a very strange way. And I'm comfortable with that. I'm okay. I don't know what my family's okay with, but I am.
So yet another loss, right? You've lost some stuff, or you've been separated, and that's all a loss is. A loss is being separated from something that you once had a connection with, right? And so what? And you have come to a place, if you look at those stages of grief and loss, one of those stages is acceptance, right? And for you, you've made some resolve with that, and you've come to a place of acceptance in that you're okay with that.
I'm perfectly okay with it.
Good.
Okay, well, great. Let's go to caller number 1707. How has the COVID virus impacted your life, and what changes have you made?
All right, how you guys doing? My name is Cameron. COVID has impacted my life in a strange way. You know, I had just took on a new job, and so it was crazy because shortly after, probably like 4 months in, is when COVID hit. And so it left me in a weird spot, I'm sure, as everyone else. It's like, okay, how do we work? You know, like, you know, what's about to happen? The thing of uncertainty. But as it went on, it started to get a little, like, more personal, you know, started to affect family members. Had a death or two result because of that. And so COVID was kind of just a thing where I, you know, first I thought it wasn't real or it wasn't anything to really stress about. But then, you know, as time went on, I found it a little more serious. You know, I found myself getting vaccinated. And, you know, that way I made sure I was taken care of. And it was kind of mindful. It was to be mindful of those I'm around, you know, the most. So I was able to still be around family and friends and, you know, ones I hold held dear to me. But all in all, it was also kind of I would say, one of the strangest blessings, just because I was able to see how God was able to maintain, you know, or help me sustain my way of living or kind of improve it, you know. And that's speaking to finances. So it was strange for me, but I think now got more of a hold on it, you know. So COVID came with some curses, but also like a blessing here and there. That's what I would say.
Wow, that was heavy. Thank you very much. And Dr. Clark, now that you've heard from some of our males, does that change any perspectives that you see, or does it help validate some of the things that you've already shared?
Well, it just further kind of validates, right? Because we can go through all these steps to protect ourselves and the ones that we love, right? So we get vaccinated, we get our boosters, we use our PPE, our mask, and, you know, our sanitizer. We follow the social distancing rules. But guess what? If COVID's going to get you, it's going to get you whether you're vaccinated or whether you're not, right? And so at that moment that takes place, it's like, well, what did I do all this for? I'm now in a position of where I'm now losing something because I'm losing more of a connection that I put myself in a position to be able to have some type of interaction because I took all these safety precautions, and it still got me. And so now what? I'm not in control of that. That's a law. It's something we can't control. We can't touch it. We can't feel it. We can't taste it. We can't do any of that. It just is what it is. And so just as humans, when there's things that we can't see and there's things that are out of our control, we feel a sense of loss behind that. There's a grieving process that comes along with that because we're trying to make sense of it as if we have lost a physical being. We try to make sense of that. Well, we try to make sense of the losses that occur from this as well. And so we have to put each of them in their place and be able to compartmentalize what they are, because one loss brings upon secondary losses. So then when we are hit from the loss of COVID, that impacts not just where we are at that moment, but it impacts all of the mental wellness that we talk about, right? So it impacts our emotional, it impacts our physical, our intellectual, our environmental, our financial, our spiritual. So all these other pieces of our lives are impacted, and slowly pieces of those things are lost. And so we have to work to put those things back together. And so PTG gives us a space to be able to do that. And it just kind of helps us, gives us some categories that we can look at and put the pieces of this puzzle back together and make some sense of where we are and where we need to go, because we know that life as we knew it will never be that again. And so how do I take the losses that I'm now experiencing, that I've experienced over these last 2.5 years, that place that I once knew, I'll never be back at that space. And there were some pretty good things that happened in that space that I was there, but they're no longer a part of, they're no longer a part of where I am today and where I'm going tomorrow.
That's interesting. I'm going to share one other. I want to share one other piece to, since you addressed this to men, and men don't like to admit this, so I'm going to be the one, okay? Military veteran, fought in Vietnam. I understand what it's like when you're walking down the jungle, not knowing if you're going to step on a mine and get your leg blown off, or somebody's going to come out of nowhere and start shooting at you. That's kind of what this felt like. Now, one of our callers from North Carolina, he's up there in the ages, so he may remember, or his parents told him about when it got dark, you had to make sure that your porch light weren't on. Matter of fact, you could catch a in trouble for even lighting a cigarette, because if you're by the beach and the enemy in boats way out off of the water, off the shore, saw it, it would give them a target to know where we were at, and we could be killed at any time or bombarded. So I'm going to say this for a lot of the men. COVID's uncertainty on how it all was coming about, how we were going to get rid of it, how long will we have to ride this out, made me fearful. That's not a word that men like to use, because we're supposed to be the protector. But I was a little bit scared, because I didn't know where my enemy was. I could just breathe in the enemy and it would just hit. So like our caller said on from 1707, my connection with God had to be a whole lot stronger. The times when I kind of shrugged it off, that wasn't happening no more. And it sure ain't happening now, because I don't want to be a hypocrite, but it's tightened up my faith. Not to take anything away from the other caller who said, you know what, I needed to go in a whole different direction. Men have to make choices. But I was terrified, which forced me to make some decisions on how I was going to deal with it. And I just been dealing with it. And I'm still afraid of it today, because I don't think it's gone. The latest report said that it's still spiking, but it's due to go down in a little bit. Well, that's pretty uncertain, so I don't know. So can you address the fact that some of us men actually are afraid, but does that diminish our position of being a man in our society and with our families, Dr. Clark?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. It doesn't diminish your value. It doesn't diminish your position. But what I would offer you is to look at, again, what you are giving your power over to. You're giving power against something that you can't see, something that you can't touch, something that you can't feel, that you just kind of hear about, which is different from your faith about something, right? Because faith is also the substance of the evidence of things heard. I know I just totally screwed that scripture up, but faith
believe
comes by
we
hearing,
got you.
Right?
We know your heart. We know
faith
your
comes
heart.
By
your
hearing heart. And hearing by the word of God, right? And so we hear things first before we see it. And so we have to think about where we're putting our faith, because at that point, your fear and your faith cannot reside at the same place and cannot take up the same space. So you have to make a conscious decision. Do you want your fear to be what dictates how you make your decisions and your choices? Or do you want to allow your faith to come in and say, I need my faith to come in and dominate this fear and to rid this fear from my life so I can live with purpose and intention and I can continue to maintain my spot and be the protector, be the provider, and be the professor and be in alignment with where I am supposed to be divinely according to the word of God?
Well, let's not mistake the fact that fear does not mean that we are helpless. Fear has actually been what has helped us survive as a species because, as we well know, if you have no fear, you'll walk out in front of a truck, a train, a bullet, okay? But when you have fear, to respect those things that you don't know or how they work or what the threat can be, you're going to be a little bit more cautious, a little bit more calculating, strategic in your moves, things of that nature. So all of you men out there, you're doing good because you're still standing and we're having dialogue. And to have this type of a conversation with a woman who also happens to be a PhD, that helps a bit, I'll tell you. But at the end of the day, this is what helps make us become stronger as men to weather the storm. This ain't the first pandemic, and it probably won't be the last, okay? But that doesn't mean that we can't be grounded in our faith to be able to manage whatever may come before us, because at the end of the day, we have a strong relationship with God, I would hope, for all of you folks.
Absolutely. And so as we prepare to get ready to wrap up our time here together, I know my favorite person, when it comes to talking about the journey through grief and the reflections of healing, is Dr. Alan Wolfit. And so before we do our closing remarks, we just kind of take a deep breath in, kind of let it out, and do two more of those. Deep breath in as we let it out, and as you take your third breath in, I'm going to share with you these words. This death or this loss has made me look at what is important in life, how very important the choices I make each moment are, both to myself and those I love. I have discovered a new sense of direction and purpose in my life. I have reassessed my goals, reset priorities, and become deeply connected to those that I love. Until the next time, give yourself room and permission to grieve. Have a good night.
Thank you, Dr. Clark. Our show is being brought to you by Flashback Academy, where we help veterans and former foster care youth get off the street, get some training, and how about some real work experience. But it's only possible through your generous giving. To our account is $ at Flashback Academy on your Cash App. And stay tuned for some announcements coming up this Saturday that will probably blow you. Thank you, Dr. Clark.
That we have each other, yeah. We will rise, we will rise, we will rise, we'll be right back.